it's a hard time now in Ukraine, so it's so important to bring gold medal to Ukraine, so people will be more happy with that.
Hi, welcome to Social Kick. We have the full crew here, John, Brian, Nastia, who we'll explain in a second, and the reigning world champion in the 50 meter freestyle, Vlad Budkov from Ukraine. Welcome, Vlad.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, it's a pleasure for us to have you. Direct from where you are right now. You're direct
I'm in Ukraine, in Kyiv.
In Kyiv?
Yep.
And we want to start off with what that meant, because that's a very, very powerful thing, the fact that you are in Kyiv and you won your world championship in Kyiv. So we have a colleague of mine's daughter, Nastia, is here. She's also from Ukraine. And I think we'd like to start the show off of what this means for the people of Ukraine. We can only imagine what it's like to be 2 years into a war and to have these glories that still come from the people of Ukraine, to have the European football team doing well, to have a world champion. Nastia, would you talk to me about what this means for the people of Ukraine from your point of view, to see a world champion who trains in Ukraine under wartime conditions?
Well, I think it means a lot because we still need to show all the world that we are strong and we can win no matter what, and we can still have our Ukrainian here under no circumstances. And this just show all the world how strong and powerful we are, that no matter what, we still keep going, we still keep doing crazy stuff and world famous stuff. So I think it's very important to show the whole world that we are not going to give up in any sphere.
Vlad, would you like to add to that? What has it meant to your family, to your town, to, you know, you're from Donetsk, which experienced two invasions in the last 10 years. You know, what is explained for where you've come from, for what it achieved, and the power and the might of the Ukrainian people?
I agree what Master said. Agree with all. And I think it's really means a lot for all Ukrainians. For me, for my family, for coaches, for pool where I swim in, their coaches, it's mean a lot there. You know, I give a little hope to other athletes who are younger than me, 10 years old, for example. Yes, it means a lot for them.
Absolutely. I'm going to dive into this a bit more because I want to explain what that's like. Nastia, I'm going to remove you to the background, but she is going to be helping to chat. I have a very, 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 very small example of what happened to me in my swimming career. And I'm talking about 0.001%. But I want to bring it up because the audience needs to realize when I was 16 years old, the national swim meet was going on in my country. And I remember getting up on the blocks at 100 meter freestyle to swim the national final. Mm-hmm. And a bomb went off behind us. And the parliament building was bombed. And Trinidad experienced a coup, a military coup took over the country during the finals of the 100 free when I stepped on the blocks. And I remember looking behind and seeing this explosion and people panicking. And we had a coup for 5 days. And swimming was not important. Swimming, training, I was trying to make this team. That was not important. It was getting home to my family, being safe, and not being killed. Yep. You have been doing this for 2 years. You have matured as a swimmer and training, and you have now won a world championship, beating the two reigning world champions in Ben Proud and Cam McAvoy. You talk about rockets flying while you train. But it's more than that. It's what's important to you in your life right now, and you still maintain this. Talk about this feeling. I cannot imagine.
I think the most important thing is my family, of course. It's dad, mother, and my sister. So in the beginning of the war, I was scared, very. So, and I don't want to leave Kyiv because I love the city. This is the favorite city. And I just start training like always. Yes, rockets are flying, bombed, and you just live and hope that you will not die.
That's incredible. I guess it gives you perspective on that swimming is not your whole life. Like swimming is something you do to enjoy. And that's a mental thing, whereas, you know, you have other priorities. And a lot of times we take swimming too seriously. We think swimming is the end if we do bad. But to you, swimming is something that is the beginning, no matter what the outcome. Is this true?
I mean, I like swimming, yes, but it's not whole my life. I like a lot of things except swimming. So... for me, it's my job, and I try to do my best always. I try to improve myself. I like it, really.
Yeah.
So, and I want to show my best in 53, mm-hmm. and I will do all for that.
Yeah.
All I can do.
When you're not swimming, what are you doing on the weekend?
On the weekend, I can go to some restaurant, have some food, go to the cinema with my friends, hang out. But mostly of the time, I'm at home. I can watch Netflix. So some of this stuff. I need more recover after my training.
What are you watching on Netflix right now?
Oh. One moment, I.
I want to know what your favorite shows are.
Just one moment, I will. It's The Gentleman series.
Oh yes, I started watching this last night.
Yeah, I do.
Me too. I like it. It's a Guy Ritchie film.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fun. I had to stop and saying I think the whole family will like this. but along those lines, to get to know you, we asked the audience for some questions to ask you on Instagram, and thank you for sharing. So we're gonna have a couple here. So one comes from Poots Magroots. I hope that's how you pronounce it. What's your least favorite event to swim?
To swim?
Yeah.
53, 55. That's all.
What's your least? What's the one you do not like?
I do not like. Okay. 103. For sure. All that longer than 50.
Vlad, are there any events? It sounds like maybe you focus exclusively on sprinting. Are there some swimming events that you've never done before? Have you ever done a mile? Have you ever done the 1500? Have you ever swum the 400 IM?
I on training practice, yes, but on competition, no. In competition, I swam 200 IM. And 203. That's all. Like I swam at competition, but in practice, yeah, we swam 400 IM, 1500, but not now.
So in competition, you've never done a 200 back or 200 butterfly?
No.
Good one, you.
So 50 free, 100 free, 200 free, 200 IM. Butterfly?
100 fly, yes. 50 back. That's all.
50 back? No. Yes. 50 breast ever?
No.
No breaststroke ever?
No breaststroke.
That's a different non-sport. We know that.
What did you go in a 50 breast? 50 meter breaststroke. What time do you think you could go?
36. Around. yes.
I can beat the world champion in breaststroke, I think.
Maybe.
Just the fence. Well, let's talk on, let's go back to the 50s then, because that's what you do. We had two other questions from the audience. Mm-hmm. I think one is fun. Like, they're both funny. Can you swim 50 meter freestyle backwards without a breath?
I can't swim backward. I can't even. Only straight.
It's hard, eh? That was a question from Kajin Tin Zaluski. And then the second one from the great Australian Bobby Hurley. What's your 50 meter long course kick with a board best time? So with a kickboard, long course.
We don't swim this, but last time it was 29.5, but short course.
Okay.
But I think I can go faster. I can go 28 for sure, but we don't swim that much.
Do you swim any kicking underwater, or is it all on the water on top?
No, it's on board, like of kicking like this.
Yeah,
it's not underwater.
Well, let's get into how you swim your 50 freestyle, because obviously that question is prompted from how we saw you swim with your kick. Mm-hmm. It's incredible, you know. What is it about your kick that you focus on? You tell us, because we can see and we can make our judgments, but what is it that you and your coach focus on with your kick?
We often do sprint trainings with kicking. It can be 4-25s with some parachutes and you just kicking. We can do some sprints with the block only under future kicking. Yeah. Also, we, what else we can do? That's all. We a lot of do sprint with kicking. I swam 25 meters with the board. It was 12.5.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's fast. Hey, Vlad, how big are your feet? What size shoe do you wear?
US 12.
US 12? Okay. So not that huge.
Not that huge.
Yeah. Yeah. What? I'm just curious. I always like asking elite athletes what they think they do really well. You obviously just won the world championship. You broke the Ukrainian national record, 21.3 and then 21.4 to win the world title. What do you think that you do really well?
In what? Like in swimming or?
Yeah, technically with swimming. Yeah. What do you think that, I mean, we can look at it and say, wow, that guy is the fastest swimmer ever, because you have opportunity to improve in your start, of course, but in the swimming portion of the race, maybe the fastest ever. So I'm just curious, what do you think you're doing really well to help you swim that fast and move through water, maybe faster than anybody else we've ever seen?
I think I just train hard. I just do all I can to do. So in trainings, in competition, I always try to improve myself. Even if I feel sick, if we took a competition, take a competition, and I'm sick, I do all I can to do. So,
what if Andrei Govorov was here? If he was sitting right by you, and we asked him, "What does Vlad do really well?" What would he say?
That I'm a mental strong man.
Why?
Don't know. Because it's all simple things. A lot of athletes go to competition too much serious, you know, too much nervous. But it's a simple thing. Your competition, it's your job. You all that you have to do is swim fast, that and do all you can to do. So it's very simple job for me.
So Vlad, you mentioned this a few times here and even on the Brett Hawks show's great show with Brett, about you just do your job. That's your focus. I just do my job. Is that your mantra? Is that your saying? Is that from your coach, or where did you get this belief in saying?
I think you know, swimming, it's a sport. It's an individual sport for one person. It's not like a basketball or football, soccer. So all you can do depends always on you. Always. Not on your coach, not on your teammates, all that you can do in the competition, it's on you always. So just if you're good at it or you're bad at it, you always have to try to do your best, try hard, you know, on a competition or on practice. So it's simple for me. Of course, I have a bad competition. Of course, I have bad trainings, but we're all humans, you know. So,
hey, Vlad, you were in the final of the World Championships, and then coming into that meet, most people expected Cam McAvoy to win the race. He won the last World Championship by a lot, and so he seemed to be the favorite to win the race. Did you notice anything in the ready room before the race? You speak about being calm and just going to do your job, not think too much about the moment. What did you notice in the ready room before that race?
Nothing much. It's like usual, you know. I was listening music there, so I just focus on some music and chill, and I imagine my race in my head, so I can do the best. What I can change in the start or in the top speed.
Yeah. Real quick, what are you listening to?
Oh, tough question. It was a Linkin Park, I guess.
That helps you relax, Linkin Park.
Like, I listen in Linkin Park all my life, so I love them always.
So in the 50 free, what do you remember about the race at the finals?
In the race?
In the race, yeah.
That I lose start like usual. And I see that I lose a lot. I try to go not that fast with my hands, you know, like just one moment, I will transfer this fast. Like long stroke, you know, to focus on one stroke, don't be fast. And for me, it's really important because I had competition when I tried to do fast to keep move faster. And it's only gives me bad results, yeah. Always.
Do you think always being behind on the start has helped you accomplish that? Because if you're normally a good starter and someone's ahead of you, you're not used to that. But you are used to being behind in the 50 free on the start.
Probably. I don't know. I hope we will find out it sometime.
So when you're ahead after the start, what will you think? False start?
Never. I was ahead in the start. So we can only guess what would be.
What are some of the things that you're working on to improve your start?
Oh, we do a lot of gym workouts with legs, some squats, some jumps on the blocks in the gym. We always try to improve our start, our under future part, fly kicks always. So we try to lot and compare us to Japan when I was ninth. I did a little better that in Japan, and it's good for us, and we keep going on this.
What do you think is the biggest part of your start where you can improve?
I think all things are really bad compared to top swimmers, so I can improve all. For this, it's an underwater part, it's a jump, it's like one moment, it's like a transition with your stroke and fly kick. We can improve all that.
But other great swimmers have been bad at, or sprinters have been bad at starts. Anthony Irvin. We have, what's his name? It's blanking on me.
Luke Paddington.
He is certainly a very bad starter, that's for sure. Anthony Irvin is the main one that comes to mind. So there's been other Olympic champions with a bad start. So do you think the bad start has any advantage for you?
I think no. For sure. We have to improve that. We have to do it because it's the main thought in my head always. I always think how I can improve my start.
We remember talking to Govorov maybe 3 weeks before the World Championships, and we asked him, who's that swimmer we should talk to and be aware of? And he mentioned you. And we knew you a little bit because you swam ISL, you swam LA Current, so we knew you from this, but this is short course. And his one note was, this guy goes this speed and his reaction time is 0.7. His start is terrible. Can you imagine if he comes down, nobody will beat him? Your reaction time, your start didn't improve too much, but your swimming improved as well. I mean, you from when he mentioned the statement, your start changed, but not as much as your swimming. What did you do? What do you continue to do in your swimming? Are you getting stronger? Are you getting smarter? Are you getting calmer? Are you getting overall? What do you think is improving, making the biggest improvements to you? So you're now going, breaking his record. You went 21.3. What are you doing? Yeah.
Okay. I think the most improvement was in the gym, because in Japan I was 82 kilos, 81 kilo. And like my weight was 81 kilo. And here in Doha, I was 84, 85, okay. And I gained some muscles, some strong.
Yep.
And you know, sprint is for old people. No, like not old, but like older than me. Yeah. It's like, I think you can reach your top speed at around 25 to 30. Years old, so you become older and stronger, but you have to do it on future.
Yeah.
In the pool also, it's not enough to bench press 200 kilos, you know, you yep. have to yeah. swim fast with that.
Yeah.
So like I said, the most improvement was in the gym, and I had some experience, some competition experience in Japan. It's an improvement too.
Mm-hmm.
And I become older, so it's good for 53.
Sprinting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we do a lot of sprint after Japan.
Wait, one thing. Did you just say that you bench press 200 kilos?
No, 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 not me.
Like, now we're starting to understand.
No, no, no.
We had many audience questions about your training. So now we'll talk about your training. One question was from HumbertJr.CV. He wanted to know, what is your favorite swimming practice or workout?
425 suits on. My favorite, yes. And workout is chest day.
Chest day.
What exercises do you do for your chest? Bench press, I assume.
Yeah, it's a bench press. It's pull-ups with weight. It's some exercises with dumbbells. So it's basic.
Yeah. Nice. Perfect. And those 425s, are they on an interval? Are they off the block? What are you trying to, what time do you want to go on those? What are, tell us more of the details.
Okay. It's from the block, suits on. You have to warm up like on a competition you are. And then mm-hmm. your suits on.
Yeah.
And then you go as fast as you can 4 times, like rest around 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. I my time was 10:00 and 9:09 mm-hmm. all times, and you have to not force time like 10:00 or 9:09. You have to keep it
mm-hmm.
for time.
Got it. And then how much volume or how much distance in kilometers do you swim in 1 week?
Depends on the season. Near to competition, it's probably 2K.
Mm-hmm.
Like now I swim around probably 9-10K per week. Not much.
A week.
Per week, mm-hmm. yeah.
What do you think of other swimmers that swim 10K a practice?
They hate me.
Yes, they do.
Yes. Swimming, I think that swimming, it's not about only swimming. For example, I love table tennis. I love a basketball. I love surfing. My dream is to come and surf somewhere. But and all these sports, if you do, you can improve your swimming as well, in my opinion, if you do all these sports. Of course, you it's need to be in a balance, you know. Mm-hmm. So swimming 10K per training and swim 53, it's a bad idea, for my opinion.
Speaking of basketball, can you dunk the basketball?
No.
He's working on his pops, okay, John? He's working.
Wait, Vlad, you mentioned different sports that are competition in the Olympic Games. So in Paris, are you going to go and see some other sports? Are you going to go watch table tennis?
I don't think so, because I will focus on my distance. If it will be after, so we will see. Probably, yes. I love this sport.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide what I go see as well, because I will be in Paris to race a marathon toward the end of the games. And so I'm looking at, I'll be there for some of the swimming, hopefully watch you race the 50 free, and then maybe see some table tennis, maybe see some
basketball, of course.
Basketball? Okay. Yeah. Who's your favorite basketball player?
Favorite basketball player? Mm. My grandfather.
Oh. That's nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Oh, he played in Soviet Union in the national team, the basketball national team. So yes.
Do you have video?
No, I don't have a video. He play in center, like his position was center. Yeah, he was tall, tall high, that's it.
What would he say about you not being able to dunk?
He laughs about this because he always told me and tell me that I need to improve my start. I need to jump. So we always.
I have a question about racing the 50 freestyle. Explain how difficult it is to win a world championships and swim the best race, swim your best time. You do. How difficult it is to do both?
My goal always was to beat my PB. It's not was to win a gold medal, to become an Olympic champion or something else. I always want to improve myself and beat my PBs always. So it was not that hard for me, but is a mental tough.
Mm-hmm.
So and the you know you have some pressure when you come to the finals, semifinals. So it's not easy, but it's not that hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you race yourself. Is what you do. I have a question about your progression. What was your best time 2 years ago in the 53? 1 year, this year, and what do you think your best time will be later on this year?
Oh,
what's your plan?
I remember all my competition, to be honest. So in Japan, I was 21.7. It was my PB in a swim-off. Then I was in Olympics. I was 21.73. In World Championship in Budapest, it was 2021, yes or no?
Yep.
Or 2022?
It's confusing. Yes. Okay, we get it. The last one. Yes. We've had
some. Okay. And I was the 21.8. First time I went under 22, it was in Luxembourg, meet. It was Euro meet. In 2019, I was 21.96. Yes, it was first time under 22.
So many 21s. Yeah, that's an elite sprinter right there for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Vlad, we just have a few rapid fire questions for you to finish. Fast answers. What's the hardest race in swimming?
203.
Olympic gold or world record?
Improving myself.
Do you pee in the pool?
No. When I was a kid, yes. Now, no.
What's the 50 meter freestyle winning time in Paris this summer?
21.2.
What's the most annoying thing that your coach does?
Tough. I don't know. Nothing, I guess, because he kind person, very kind. So he don't do some annoying things.
And so are you. So are you. You're too kind, sir. All right. What's the most unbeatable world record? What's the hardest, most impressive world record today?
Ledecky 1500.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Who's the swimmer you're most excited to watch at the Olympics?
swimmer to watch. 103. I guess all these guys.
I love it. Yeah, the 100 free is going to be such a good race this summer.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Who's your favorite 50 meter swimmer besides yourself right now?
I don't know. No one. I can say that this 53 is have a lot of such good guys, so I can pick one.
Yeah, for sure. All right, have you ever cried at practice?
Oh, yeah.
That was a quick answer.
Yeah, I remember I was maybe 13 or 14, and I swam two times 1500, and I swam a second time, and my arms was so painful, and I swam and cried.
Coaches, please do not make elite sprinters do back-to-back 1500s. That will drive them out of the sport, right, Brett? All right. Last one is, do you do social kick? Do you know what it is, and do you do it in practice?
Social kick in practice?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. What it is, Tony?
Yeah, so social kick, yeah, we should have done this before the show. So social kick is when we just like grab a kickboard there, you have some space in between sets at practice, and you chat with your friend while you're kicking with a board.
No, that's I train alone all my life, so
that's a what a crazy thing to have to train alone your whole life. But there's some elite people doing it. Michael Andrews doing it and doing it well. Bruno Fratos trains alone, and a lot of these really top end guys, because the training is so specific. So, hey, you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
But in training alone and winning these races by racing yourself, you are inspiring a lot of people. You're inspiring a lot of people back home, a lot of people who are struggling, who are in other wartime conditions, not necessarily swimmers. I would love, do you have any words of motivation or inspiration that you would like to share to anybody who's listening? Anybody who might be having a hard time going to practice because of something in their house or their country?
I don't know what to say, but I guess some motivation words. If you don't go to practice, you're weak.
I got you. Well, Vlad, it's been a complete honor for us to have you on Social Kick. Congrats. We're looking forward to you swimming in Paris. Kick ass. Keep being you. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. Thanks all for listening to this episode of Social Kick. See you next time.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you're enjoying Social Kick, tell your friends about it. And be sure to tell us what you liked by leaving a comment. And subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Social Kick. And you can find all of our content on our website at thesocialkick.com.